Welcome to the Educational Leadership Moment, where you'll gain valuable insights on research-based and experientially learned educational leadership principles and best practices that promote student success. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your host. With my extensive experience as a classroom teacher, school administrator, and central office staff member, I'm dedicated to sharing effective strategies to ensure student achievement. So, grab your favorite beverage, a pen or a pencil, and a notepad, and get ready to take notes. And if you find this moment valuable, and I am confident that you will, please like, subscribe, and share with your colleagues, friends, and family. Thank you for joining me on the Educational Leadership Moment. Now, get ready to take your educational leadership to the next level. And remember, when students are led well, they learn well. I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore, and this is the Moore Leadership Moment. Internationally recognized coach, trainer, and consultant, Susan Madsen said, "A vision and mission statement is a paragraph that encapsulates everything you would like to be, do, and have in your career." So let me ask you a very important question. Do you have personal vision and mission statements? Well, I hope so, because this is the first step to developing a personal growth plan. Let me tell you why I believe it's so important. When I began teaching, I really wasn't sure what I was doing. Although I had trained soldiers, to be honest with you, teaching ninth graders was very scary. My department chair gave me a teacher's edition textbook, a curriculum map showing everything that I needed to teach for the entire year, and a box of ancillary materials to begin my journey. My fellow science colleagues offered words of wisdom and encouragement. As I prepared for my first day of school, I was excited and afraid. You see, I understood the science content I was required to teach. However, I wasn't sure how to infuse the life lessons my students needed help to learn. As an educator, our students look to us to help them prepare for life. While my students came to class to learn about chemistry and physics, they also wanted to learn the secrets of success. So, what did I do? Well, I decided to follow a protocol I used in the military to help my soldiers be successful. Now, I know what you're wondering. What was the protocol? Well, the protocol was creating a vision and mission statement. That's right. You see, as the commander of a basic training company, I would have my soldiers create a personal vision and mission statement. Why? Because it helped them define what success looked like to them. So, what is the difference between a vision and mission statement? A vision statement defines the future and answers the question, where do I want to be? Or, what do I want to achieve? A mission statement, on the other hand, describes the present. It answers the question, what do you want now, and how will you achieve your vision? During the first week of school, I would ask my students to write vision and mission statements. I'd ask them to identify what they wanted to learn in the course, what grade they wanted to earn, and what were they going to do to achieve their desires. Over the course of the week, my students would write and rewrite their vision and mission statements until they were clear, engaging, and realistic. Throughout the grading period, we would review our vision and mission statements to help them stay focused. Each grading period, my students would review their progress and make necessary adjustments. At the end of the year, my students wrote a reflection on their growth. As we reviewed and discussed their progress, I explained to the students how their vision and mission statements were the first step in creating a personal growth plan. Now, I know what you're wondering. Did they all achieve their goals? Well, the answer to that would be no, they didn't. However, it was exciting to watch my students grow throughout the year. Here's a tip. When you create your personal vision and mission statement, be sure to include specific goals. This week's More Leadership Moment quote is by Nelson Mandela, who said, "Action without vision is only passing time. Vision without action is merely daydreaming. But vision with action can change the world." Thank you for viewing the More Leadership Moment. I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore. Do you have personal vision and mission statements?
Thank you for tuning in to this educational leadership moment. If you enjoyed listening, subscribe to my moments on your favorite platform to receive notifications when we release new moments. Also, don't forget to check out our past moments, which are available for free on all major platforms. In these timeless episodes, we cover a range of topics related to educational leadership that are just as relevant today as when they were first released. To learn more about improving student success, please visit my website at kimdmoore.com. There are resources and information for you, your team, and your organization. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your educational leadership guide, and I believe that when students are led well, they learn well. Have a blessed day.